Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jamie Carpenter from the Washington Chamber of Commerce about this coming Saturday's craft fair in downtown Washington.
An annual event is coming to the Central Park in downtown Washington here shortly. Can you let us know what's going on?
Sure. We will be having our 27th annual Washington Craft Fair. It's a successful annual event that is perfectly located downtown on the square. Nice time of year. I mean, it's just a wonderful event. It has a lot of regular vendors and crafters who come back, but we also have a lot of new people this year. Approximately 70 different tables will be set up with either crafts or products that individuals are selling.
I know that I've been able to get a few really early Christmas presents checked off the list before when I go down there.
Sure. Yeah. If you're looking for, you know, something for a hard to find for a person, like just unique gifts, you know, anything from homemade jewelry and lotions and soaps to things that are made with alpaca hair, just a wide variety of pretty much anything you would want to find.
And frequently I see it's a nice start to the fall. You see some Halloween decorations and some fall things.
Definitely. I think it could help get you in the spirit and ready for fall. And like you said, you know, finding early Christmas presents and just get some people checked off your list.
And is there any more time for vendors to sign up?
Definitely. I'd still encourage people to get a spot if they're interested. Just to call me at the chamber, 653-3272, and ask for Jamie. We want to make sure that everyone who is interested in attending has the chance to do that. So.
And do you have vendors who come from quite a ways away?
Yes, I haven't really, as my first time doing this, it's not something I've really paid too much attention to. I would say most of them are local, close to the area, a couple just outside the state in nearby states. But I'd say that, you know, most local, but we do have people that travel.
And if somebody wants to set up as a vendor, is there a fee for that?
Yes, there is a standard $50 fee for a regular size. If electricity is needed, it's, you know, $5 extra. But otherwise, for an event that brings, you know, hundreds of people to the square, I know a lot of people, a lot of crafters look forward to this as being one of their biggest events each year.
And will there be food vendors on site?
We do have a couple, I believe the same as last year, our ice cream shack and the gourmet popcorn stand, who I believe have both been coming there regularly for a while.
And with events like this, do you see the businesses around the square also benefit?
I believe so. Like I said, kind of my first year, but bringing hundreds of people to the square for this obviously can't really hurt the other surrounding businesses. So we obviously want it in the square to, you know, to bring people to those other local businesses also. So, you know, we hope it's a successful day for all the businesses around the square.
And in closing, would you like to welcome some area folks to stop by?
Yes, I'd say please come out. I know that there's a big football game that night, but it's in the evening, so you have plenty of time. We are on the square from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come support the local artists and crafters and, you know, make sure that they're supported so we can continue on with this event for years to come, because it brings a lot of people to our area, not only the crafters, but shoppers from outside of the area also.
That's been today's Washington Page with Jamie Carpenter from the Washington Chamber of Commerce, speaking about the craft fair that is going to be in Central Park on Saturday. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.